Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the most amazing podcast ever in the history of the universe. It is called The Dictionary, and it is where I read the dictionary. All right, let's talk about the first word. It is blockbusting. One word, noun from 1954. Profiteering by inducing property. Oh boy, this is a long sentence. Let's try that again. Profiteering by inducing property owners to sell hastily and often at a loss by appeals to fears of depressed values because of threatened minority encroachment and then reselling at inflated prices. That is blockbusting. Now we are on block diagram. Two words, noun from 1944. A diagram, as of a system, process, or program, in which labeled figures, as rectangles, and interconnecting lines represent the relationship of parts. Intercollecting, that's a completely different thing. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention at the beginning of this episode that I am starting to swap ads with other podcasts. So that means that, I make an ad and somebody else makes an ad for their podcast, and then we play them on each other's podcasts somewhere, maybe once a month or something. So the first one, I think, is going to be played at the end of this episode. It is for the podcast. Let me see if I can pronounce this. Fuquapods, something like that. It is FHQWHPODS. It is a podcast that is all about Homestar Runner. And that's all I'm going to say because you will hear their ad at the end. All right. I had to get that out before I forgot. Now we have blocked. It is an adjective from 1898. Affected by a psychological block. Next is block grant. Two words, noun from 1966, an unrestricted federal grant. Next is blockhead, one word, noun from 1549. A stupid person, that is all it says. That's very basic and simple. In the Gumby cartoons, although I use cartoon loosely because they were all claymation, there were some blockheads in those animations, and you probably don't know what I'm talking about because you are too young to know what Gumby is. I hope that I'm wrong. Next is blockhouse, one word, noun from 1512, 1A, a structure of heavy timbers formerly used for military defense with sides loopholed and pierced for gunfire, and often with a projecting upper story. We have a picture of a blockhouse. Loopholed, I assume, means that there are just a bunch of little holes for you can look out or stick your gun out of. But yeah, the picture looks like a cabin with a larger, like, second floor and roof. And then that second floor area is where there's a bunch of holes, and then there's a couple small windows. Yeah, that's a blockhouse. That was 1A. Now we've got 1B, a small, easily defended building for protection from enemy fire. Number 2, a building, usually of reinforced concrete, serving as an observation point for an operation likely to be accompanied by heat, blast, or radiation hazard. Next is blockish. It is an adjective from 1548, resembling a block. Well, yes, that is what it resembles. Like somebody's head, the blockheads in Gumby, their heads are blockish because they resemble blocks. Literally, they look like blocks. Next is block letter, two words, noun from 1849, an often hand-drawn simple capital letter composed of strokes of uniform thickness. Next is block party, two words, noun from 1907, an outdoor public party put on by the residents of a city block or neighborhood. Next is block plane. Plane is spelled P-L-A-N-E, not the plain where the rain in Spain falls mainly on. This is a noun from 1837, a small plane made with the blade set at a lower pitch than other planes and used chiefly on end grains of wood. So this is not the plane that flies through the air, either. It is the plane that has a saw, I guess, and woodworkers use it to cut wood. Next we have blocky, I suspect this is similar to block-ish. This is an adjective from circa 1816. One resembling a block in form. Synonym is chunky. Number two, filled with or made up of blocks or patches. Next is blog, B-L-O-G. It is a noun from 1999. I feel like 99 might be the most recent I've seen. It is short for weblog, by the way, for all you young people who didn't know that. A website that contains online personal reflections, comments, and often hyperlinks provided by the writer. Also, the contents of such a site. Blog is also a verb, blogger is a noun, and blogging is a noun. That is definitely one of the newest words we will see in this whole book. Next to this one, blogosphere. It is a noun from 1999. All of the blogs on the internet as a collective whole. I wonder how many petabytes of information that is. Were blogs... I guess blogs started in 99. I mean, the internet really got going in the mid to late 90s. Like, for most people had it at that point. And I guess blogs, because it's just text, really, they probably started pretty early. Next is bloke, B-L-O-K-E. It is a noun from circa 1829. It is chiefly British, and we have the synonyms man and fellow. And the origin is unknown, so who was the first one to say bloke? Our next word is blonde, B-L-O-N-D, or you can add an E. This is the first form adjective from the 15th century. One, of a flaxen, golden, light auburn, or pale, yellowish-brown color, as in blonde hair. Flaxen? Does that mean, like, the color of flax? Probably not. I'm curious what flaxen means. Also, having blonde hair, as in a blonde man. And then it says, spelled blonde, B-L-O-N-D, when used of a boy or man, and often blonde with an E, when used of a girl or a woman. So if you were curious about the difference between those two words, that is the difference. When I was a young lad, I was very, very blonde. I had extremely light blonde hair. And then as I got older, it got darker and darker. And now it's just a medium brown, I guess. 2A, of a light color. 2B, of the color blonde. 2C, make light-colored by bleaching, as in blonde wood table. Blonde wood table. Blondish is an adjective. This is from Anglo-French, blunt or blonde. It is the masculine of blonde with an E, which is the feminine, I guess. And now we have our last word for this episode. It is the second form of blonde or blondie, you know, with an E. Noun from 1819. One, a person having blonde hair. And then it says again, looks like, spelled blonde with a no E, when used of a boy or man, and usually blonde with an E when used of a girl or woman. And number two, a light yellowish brown to dark grayish yellow. I think I am going to pick, I think I'm going to pick blockhead as the word of the episode because sometimes I feel like a blockhead. Thank you very much for listening. And when I am done talking, you are going to hear an ad for Fahookwapods podcast. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Michael Hunter. My buddy, David Spencer, and I have a new podcast all about one of our favorite internet sites growing up, HomestarRunner.com. You know, the guys that did...
Looks like we're gonna have to jump.
I said, come on, Fahookwa gods. I said, come on.
We're going through every Flash cartoon on the site in release order. I've seen all of them. David has seen most of them, and David's wife, Alexa, pops in and watches them for the first time, just for the show. Come on, Fahookwa pods, a Homestar Runner podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold and at pipedreampodcast.com.